I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. A lot to talk about tonight. It is Friday, and I feel like Friday's a time where I can just vent my spleen a bit, and I need to do that tonight. I'm sure many of you need to do it as well. So if you want to call in, it's 503-225-0860. So back when I worked, I did a little bit of what you call network Western representing for CNN when CNN had AM stations across the United States. And so I worked for KCNR, which was a CNN affiliate. We had to go to Atlanta, and they did a boot camp for us to learn the ropes of how CNN does their reporting. So I was also part of a news group out of Arizona where they'd have all of these stations and subscribe to a news reporting system. So at the top of the hour, you'd be doing news for a station in Kansas City, or you'd be doing news for a station in Amarillo or wherever. And so every time, you know, you come into the news centers, you'd see monitors everywhere of news organizations from CNN, MSNBC, Fox. And then when I worked at the other radio station, we had the same setup. We had monitors of Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. So that way we keep tabs on what's going on in the world. Right now, we have like maybe one monitor where I'm at, a couple monitors in the production room. We're watching the tornadoes at the moment. And how they're wreaking havoc in the Midwest right now. But back when I worked at news centers like this, I would not mind during my show prep, because I do show prep at the office, not at home. But I would watch several news networks to get a feel of what was happening in our reality. You know, you do that. You're also encouraged to watch the talk shows at night, you know, because if they talk about something, it's top of mind awareness. You have to talk about that. But when the pandemic happened, I found myself less interested in nightly news. I found myself less interested in talk shows, not radio talk shows, but talk shows on TV. So I realized that they became a negative influence on me, you know, especially Stephen Colbert. I mean, I don't know how anyone can get through Stephen Colbert. He's just gone completely bitter, political, and horrible. He used to be very funny. But now he's just bitter and he's political, and bitterly political is ugly. It's just an ugly thing to be. It means you just hate everything around you. Your comedy is based on hate, and you push hate every night you're on the air. So, yeah, negative influence on me, and I backed away. It's not that I don't watch it now. I still do occasionally. I just tend to back away from it because there's really no news to speak of right now. It's like sports. You have to really be paying attention to a team or to a number of teams in order for it to keep your attention, right? You need to have to really be focused on hockey or basketball or baseball. And, you know, sometimes because of the excitement of the staff, you know, Wes is in mind right now with his Avalanche. I'm saying good things about the Avalanche, dude. I think they're a great team. So, you know, don't, he was giving me the finger. It's great, dude. I love the Avalanche. But, you know, it's like you just can't always be available. I've been wanting to sit back and watch a game. I used to watch the Seahawks all the time, but don't do that anymore, really. But the problem that I think I'm having here with the media in general is I am having a problem with the bombardment of Trump trial nonsense and the mumbling of the current president. It's just not my idea of a healthy reality. I mean, I don't have the clip for you, but I was watching him today, and he was talking about something, and then he goes, 4 more years, pause. He was reading the directions on the teleprompter. And, he's getting older, but it just, anymore, it's like making fun of the less fortunate. You just don't, you know, but this is our president here. And commonplace dialogue in politics, in academia now, and in news media, it feels like it's missing something. It's leaving out rudimentary areas of investigation that have become taboo for polite society to question. News was fun when it was investigative reporting, because you could nab the guys in Washington that were doing the bad stuff. Now they basically kiss their butts. I mean, that's the thing. That's the news organizations like to cite problems as systemic, but when it comes to defining what that means exactly, or asking what alternatives there might be to the present system, there's a collective of, well, I don't know, a lot of hush, a lot of I don't know. And that's very loud to me. It speaks loudly to the tacit boundaries that are in place right now. Instead of the solution set primarily discussed, it's limited to what amounts to be band-aids for gaping wounds or symptomatic responses that serve primarily to pander to a particular issue or a particular crowd. And it's often a bridge too far. I mean, it's like the powers that be can't cross that bridge, especially when you look at the press secretary at the White House. And so these pundits of all flavors tend to stay in the safe intellectual territory, usually defined by those who use leverage to become an authority. And what's funny is, you know, when I look at the news, when I look up and I see somebody speaking for somebody on behalf of somebody, whatever, I'm supposed to be familiar with these people. And I'm not. It's like you're getting too old when you don't recognize the rock stars of the day. You don't notice the pop singers of the day. Or you don't know their names or new stars that are in movies and they're all big deal. But you're like, why are they such a big deal? Oh, I get it. She's, you know, I get it. Okay. But no, it's like, who are these people? Well, I'll tell you who they are. Because when I investigate their backgrounds, I find out that most are former CIA operatives. Or they had some job at the Pentagon or some job at the White House. CIA is not barred from enlisting journalists or volunteers. Both CIA and the Federal Bureau of Investigation have been known to use journalists as cover. And now news networks are not at all immune from hiring White House press secretaries, former CIA operatives. And what do? They report approved news from the Pentagon. They might as well just bring the Pentagon and put it right there at the newsroom and say, here, these are the guys who are going to give you the news. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. Back with more Ground Zero. Don't go away. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.